Your implementer will get you started by building the HR actions that you identify during implementation. But this is an area that eventually you will need to be able to manage. Today, I just need you to understand the way that HR actions work and to start thinking about what HR actions you will need. In this screen, you can see the name of the HR action, which is very important. This is what you will see later when you're building checklists. So you'll need to know exactly what will happen if you pick a given HR action. Let's go ahead and start a new one. Click on the Add New button in the upper right corner.